Good morning. With everything else going on in the world, an announcement by Walmart got shoved to the side of the news pile. Walmart has invested in a vertical farming company called Plenty. Plenty is based in Northern California, and it got me thinking about a vertical farming company here in Chicago we featured last March. Wilder Fields is its name, and its CEO is Jake Cunet, and he loved hearing the news about Walmart.
I think it's a tremendous vote of confidence for the industry.
Cunet's company bought an abandoned Target store in Cal City, which is part of his MO, investing in forgotten communities.
They're typically in food deserts or surrounded by food deserts, abandoned big box space that just becomes an eyesore and blight in neighborhoods. And being able to hire from the local population and create upwardly mobile jobs, I think, is just a really powerful concept.
And in that big shell of a building on East-West Road where racks of clothing used to be, there are now racks of panels where leafy greens are grown. And after many delays because of supply chain and labor issues,
we are on track for our first harvest this spring.
That first crop is already sold and then some.
Yeah, there is a lot more demand than we initially anticipated for this first phase.
He's not at liberty to say who his retail partners are yet, but fans of Wilder Fields include big names like supermarket guru Bob Mariano and Gibson Restaurant CEO Steve Lombardo. And when that old Target store is fully built out and producing?
The Calumet City facility will do about 6 million pounds in annual volume of leafy greens.
Various estimates put the number of acres of farmland it would take to produce that same amount at 300 to 500 acres. But Cunet isn't suggesting vertical farming will replace traditional farming, just offer more options with a special advantage of being locally grown.
Freight rates are through the roof. I recently read there are some West Coast producers that are not even shipping their product to the East Coast anymore because the shipping is just cost prohibitive.
WilderFields.com for more information. From the farm to your belly, speaking of leafy greens, today is National Green Juice Day. National Peanut Brittle Day, too. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.